Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
212. Jude, ikaw mag-start. You start the episode.
Grabe naman makautos tong isan to.
Eh, complete na kayo, diba? Kahit tatlo lang kayo, complete, diba?
Oh! Oh my God!
Eh, ba't nandiyan ka?
To make it even more complete, I'm the cherry on top.
Cherry. Cherry Christmas, guys! At manigong bagong taon na naman po, na kailang Pasko na tayo magkakasama. Ito po ang gang na Eves. Kasama kayo muli. Pasensya na, wala po tayong mga music ngayong taon. Aww. Mukhang hindi na babalik ang ating radyo.
Don't say that!
Kinalimutan na lang. Oh, for the year, sige. So for now, and maybe I hope for it to come back in the future. I know there were some who requested some Christmas songs. Eh, nandiyan naman ang Apple Music. Nandiyan naman ang Spotify.
Baka we can get Del to sing later.
Ganun na lang.
What?
Why not?
What?
Yun na lang.
Scraping the barrel.
si Delamar may... Last year meron kasi. So may
ano meron last year?
Profane-laced Christmas
song
si Del.
Remember you sang your song... Your Christmas song, nakalimutan mo na.
Pagpasko kasi.
That's the bad version.
the bad version. Pagpasko kasi si Del medyo, pag kami-kami ang magkasama, napapamura siya.
Oh, there's Delamar. I've been noticing this.
There's Monica Francesca, whose birthday is coming up. A couple of days after this release.
Wow.
And Jelly Victor, who was never gone. Pasmado lang, kaya getting treatment. Ay, asthmatic. Ano ba? Ako pong inyong lingkod, Jude Rocha. Yun lang po ang sasabihin ko ngayon. Di na po magsasalita.
No.
Mangungulit lang at mga asar.
What? We'll take it.
At mga asar, don't forget, mga asar. Kasi, nung wala ka Jelly, ako'y naasar ni June.
It's true.
Oo, sabi ko, ay ganito pala. Okay. Kailangan talaga may flavor of the episode si Jude.
Oo.
Kailan kaya magiging si Monica? Parang never.
Before! Oh my God, hello.
Off mic.
Yeah,
she's paid her dues.
Or... When we boarded together before, so soon yet.
I don't know. He was born that way.
Sanay lang. Sanayan lang.
Ah, ganun. Binabaliktad nyo, ha? Biglang ganun, ha?
Three on one today, Jude.
Wala kayong spirit of Christmas.
After he joins us, he doesn't want to. Sige. We'll be nice. All right. Okay, so is this, dare I say, the last episode of the year, right?
Yes, this is the Last Supper.
The last, The last
before we betray one of us podcast. And then crucify them.
Si Judas. Judas.
Si Judas everything.
Ito na yung last episode ever. Kala nyo lang for the year.
2023.
Meron pa kayong pinaplano for 2024? Wala na yun. Hindi na matutuloy.
Meron.
Speaking of 2024, para ma-excite lang sila kasi last episode na natin to for the year, for the month, we are preparing something that I'm sure will get everyone excited for January 2024. So we'll, you know, we're off to a great start. We will have a live eavesdrop podcast recording with Delamar and Jude. Okay, so we're gonna be complete for this one. Watch out for the announcement, and we're going to do the recording in the evening. So you guys, the ones who don't get to come in because they're still at work, you can already apply for a leave. Nox talaga, magli-leave sila para sa atin. Ano feeling?
Hindi na nyo kailangan mag-apply ng leave. Sumunod na lang kayo. Kasi sa gabi naman siya.
So we'll announce the dates once we've finalized everything, but it's most likely going to be a weekend, so either Friday or Saturday, more likely Friday night, Friday evening.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hi, perfect timing so, for an. Ah, hindi wala. Sana wala ng traffic kasi tapos na Christmas.
Yeah. Tas okay. Mga tao wala pang panggastos by then. Hindi pa sweldo yun.
So let us try to take care of you, okay? Ay, sige, chips lang, chips and coke.
Ang uso mo ba yun? Kailangan natin ng sponsorship.
We'll look for sponsors to bring in food.
Let's look for sponsors. Yeah, why not?
Paging Obet. I don't know if you're still with the same company that you were a part of, but I remember Obet during our... Remember, he had this wonderful setup.
Yeah, he changed jobs. Yeah.
Oh, what if we do like a potluck party? Everybody can bring one thing.
Oh, pwede din. Cute.
Just one thing for like, I don't know. That's how they do it in school. Bring one thing for 4 to 5 people.
Oh, yeah.
Bucket of chicken. Pwede na. Oh, everybody. Oh. All right.
How big can they be collectively inside?
Good What's question.
Well, that's what we're going to have all to discuss with the Pod Network.
Okay.
So we'll keep you guys posted on the details, but that's something you can expect for January.
Yay!
We are excited.
So exciting. Okay. So exciting.
So is January is what? Year of the...
I don't know yet.
Oh, wait. No, still. What are we year now?
It'll still be the year of the tiger.
It changes in February.
It'll change in Feb.
Yeah. I just know we're a year of the peach fuzz. Does that count?
Is that our Pantone color of the year?
Yeah. I think it's back to the pig after the tiger.
Is it?
Okay,
Check that out.
A guess.
I thought it was sheep. I thought it was rabbit. It was a year of the rabbit. Because Cooper turned 12.
It's currently...
Ooh.
No, it's the year of the dragon.
The dragon.
The wood
dragon. 24.
Wood dragon.
The wood dragon.
Oh, wow. I'm a fire dragon.
You're a dragon, huh?
Mm-mm. See, David is a water dragon. David and my dad are water dragons. I'm a fire dragon.
Year of the dragon.
Mm-mm. So 2024 will be year of the wood dragon. Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Then fire dragon yata.
Starts February 10. Yeah.
Feb 10.
Oh. But for now, we're still what? Year of the tiger. Are we reading our, I know, we should check out our horoscopes for 2024.
2024.
Yes, but we are not saying bring it on because I remember that whole thing about bringing it on in 2020. And boy, did the universe collectively hear everybody. It said, <"Eto."> yeah. But anyway, we are wrapping up 2023. And what better way to do it than to kind of look back at the year that was? So Jelly has a question for us. Tamaba.
Yeah, this is inspired by all of their posts for Spotify Wrapped. You know, when you click on that, you're reminded of the songs that you were gaga over for the entire year. And
because of that, you'll also remember what it was you were probably going through when you were crazy over those songs. Are they mostly happy tunes, or were you, you know, crying your eyes out to some songs? What was your year like? So that's what we're going to talk about right now. It's summarize 2023 for you.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Parang ang dami kasing nangyari, diba? It feels like... It felt like a decade to me. There was just so many, you know, stuff to consider. And yeah, so I'm still reeling. But yeah, 2023 was not the year I expected. It started with a weird, well, not weird, but with a life event. And then, tas ang gulo ng 2023 ko. Siguro kung I'm like one of the Spotify wrap-ups, it's like, magulo po siya. Wala po siyang story masyado. Just to know, a lot of confusion. But I'm hoping that as you look back, as 2023 looks smaller and smaller in the rearview mirror of my life, I would understand it better. Kasi sometimes, most of the time, the understanding happens much later. After the fact. Because when you're in it, it's like, what the heck is happening? Why, you know, you can't see it because it's too close. But you need to, all you see are trees. You cannot see the forest for the trees, in other words. So, I don't know. For me, parang ganon. So, as a summary, I'm struggling to summarize it. Because for it to be summarized, there should be like, you see the whole story of it and then somehow say, ah, kasi nangyari to because I needed to blah, 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 blah. Wala pang ganun eh. And I'm sitting with the not knowing and to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. It'll come. It's okay. All right. So I'm right there. I'm trying to Buddha myself into it.
Buddha myself. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So, like, I'm trying to look through all my photos. That's how I would remember how the year went, diba?
Kasi, that's right.
Right? And a lot of things.
Instagram used to do the nine grid.
Oh, do they still do it? No more now.
You have to, you'll have to log on to the website and then do your best nine. But that's just, they collate the best nine according to the number of likes.
Ah, I see.
So not necessarily your best times. And if you're hardly posting, you know, it's just going to put together the ones that got the most views, likes, comments.
Oh.
So not really, not necessarily your best nine.
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. But at least in my Google photos, yeah, it's a lot. I think 2023 was...
I think for you, Mon, it's a lot of travels for 2023.
Which was great. It started in 2022, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. November.
Yeah. when we went back to the States and then it tuloy-tuloy, like, road trips too. We took a road trip. Ladies,
yeah,
in January.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Along with, so there. And then I got to go back to the States, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in May.
In May. That was fun, too. I think 2023 for me was filled with a lot of activities. Towards the end, it got kind of like stressful, which I was like, why? But that's how life is. You know, I said, my mom always told me life is not fair. That's the number one lesson that I've learned right from the get go. And then my godfather, my ninong, said, you know, life is like a roller coaster. There will be ups and downs. And true enough, never fails. But I would say 2023 was a good year overall. As I'm skimming through my photos, a year of growth for me, my family. I didn't hit the goals that I wanted to do, which was the goals of fitness. Damn it. But there's always next year. So we try again. Lots of good food and drinks, actually, this year for me. I love it, which is every year. So I'm grateful for that. What else? I think, oh, Japan was also this year. Look at that. Yeah. Set up.
Japan and Korea, right?
Japan and Korea, right?
Ay, oh, oh, Korea also.
Kami pa'y nakakaalala, ha?
Oo nga. Masyadong marami, kaya
nakakalimutan na. Normal na.
All this year, which is great because you know what? Hmm. I love that. I love that line, Jelly, that you said, normal na, because up until maybe 2022, it wasn't my normal. It was my aspiration. Like, I wanted to travel. I wanted to travel for work, but it's free. But we'll work on that for 2024, you know? So, lahat to out of pocket. So, medyo mabigat po. Expensive. But I think that's, you know, it was every, I think it was a accumulation, a culmination, or a goal that I had for many, many years. And it came to fruition in 2023. And now that you're helping me look back and making me like realize this, that's kind of fucking amazing.
Hmm.
You know? And because always at times I feel guilty of the things that I get to do. But I have to remind myself, do not feel guilty because you worked so hard for this. Yeah. Right. And I think everybody has to remind themselves of that. Because like, I think that's also why I don't like to share on social media too much of what's going on in my life because I feel guilty, right?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a social media thing or whatever. But I just feel weird about it because I have to remind myself, don't feel bad because, you know, this is what you wanted. You struggled to get it. And now that it's here, and now it's like, I want to keep it. So I'm going to keep on struggling and, you know, working hard to keep it. And hopefully in my life mission or whatever, or why one of my purposes is to be able to help people achieve that as well. Right. Through whatever means. And my means would be like having a company that runs and takes care of their people and hopefully inspire them also to work hard and keep achieving and growing so they can also get what my 2023 was, right? Yun. So, oh, wow, that became a lot more introspective than I thought. Okay.
No, plus, I think with social media, Mon, it's what's your intention in posting? It's not to show off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's to be aspirational and inspirational, especially for the followers who are also listeners of the podcast. They know that that was something you wanted to manifest in your future. And here you are achieving it, just like your baby Jungkook, who's like the master manifester.
My baby's like, in the military.
I came across a video where he was being asked who he idolized in the music industry. And he's like, Usher. He couldn't even say Usher, you know, the way we say it. And here he is in a video, in a song with Usher. Like, galing. Mga ano talaga, gagaling nila. So I think it's inspirational when people look back at your journey and what it is. Oh, sorry, Del. Sorry for using that word. But looking at your life and see what it is that you have achieved, it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, but you know, I mean, again, some people, the people who are on social media or who see me maybe are not my listeners and they're new, you know? Mm. And I think that's where that internal kind of struggle for me is like, they don't know me. They'll only know me as from what I'm posting now. So they probably think I'm like this BTS crazed woman, which is partly true.
Partly,
diba? Because there's so much more of me, but then that's the evils of social media, right? I mean, or whatever I choose to put out there, which is okay. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I'm cool with it, but at least times like this, I can, and people choose to listen. They know. Yeah. So how about
you? My summary. It's also been a roller coaster ride, but I would say that mine is a mini roller coaster, like a kiddie roller coaster. The highs are not all that high,
But the lows are also not too bad. Mm. But there were parts wherein that roller coaster was just cruising along on the low for a time, you know. But it's not too bad. Financially, I think it hasn't been a great year for me. And I had to look back and wonder, like, what went wrong? So I do know I need to work on saving a whole lot more for 2024. That's for sure. I do need to post more on social media, especially when it comes to work. When it about work, because I hold back on posting the work because I feel like, am I like showing off? Mm. But then that's my business.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like if I owned a restaurant or any company. Yeah. Exactly. I wouldn't hesitate about posting because I'd get messages, people asking, are you still hosting? And I'm like, oh my God. Like
how come they don't know?
Like I realize, is it not obvious on my IG? But then when I look at my IG, oh yeah, I haven't been posting. Yeah. So that's something I do need to work on, especially since some clients expect it, you know? And I'm behind, like months behind on posts. So that's a goal. I'm happy that this was the year that I really opened myself up to being with people. And because I was open to it, it opened my daughter up to be with people as well. She finally has a barcada. You know, she has this group of friends. They call themselves the Purple Potato Squad of friends or something like that. But they're almost always together. So that's been amazing. I got to spend time with family, mostly Rhoda's family, his siblings, but like a big group. And I'm not as anxious about being with lots of people. It's easier for me to say yes now to, you know, hanging out with friends. Like I don't feel any anxiety or like I need to prep myself. Not anymore. Yun. But I'm hoping that there'll be a lot more ups and then the steady ride would be up rather than low. There. That's my quick summary.
But I'm just going to add whatever goes up must come down.
Yeah.
Whatever is down in a roller coaster is going to go up. So when you think about it, it hardly matters whether the roller coaster is up or down. It's how you handle yourself. Because it never is, it never stays, you know, in one.
Still.
Not still, and definitely it goes up and down and up and down. Yeah. That's the point of it. And so you really have to kind of steady yourself.
Correct.
Not the roller coaster. It's yourself you need to steady, Deva.
Yeah. Agree. I agree on the financial stuff too. Like I mean, especially the latter part of this year, I'm like, okay, well, one, save more, two, generate more, right? And how to do that? That's three in 2024.
Yeah. How to make it multiply and expand.
Exactly.
Because it's not just about saving, it's like, that's been a goal for several years now. Yeah. Just how to make money grow and multiply and expand. Because I keep thinking, okay, if you're supposed to invest this, ano pang matitira sa savings?
Correct.
You know, that's always been my dilemma. So I'd like to send it out to the universe that I'd like to come across somebody who can teach us how to be more financially literate, capable, and, you know, just, it's really how to make the money grow.
Yep. Agree. 100%. The money's going to grow next year.
Multiply exponentially.
Ika, Jude. Kamusta naman yung 2023 mo?
Ito, tayo pa rin.
ayaw mo? But parang you resent it?
Parang hindi mo siya kinakatuwad.
Jude!
Ito.
Ito pa rin kami.
Disappointed much.
Wow.
Sabi ni Jude, but hindi na, why didn't these girls get thrown off the roller coaster?
roller coaster, when was the last time?
Ako, I did.
Oh, okay. I'm so proud of you.
Did
you?
Facing the
scream
fears.
At the top of your lungs.
Hindi, she doesn't scream, Jude.
I keep it all in. In character, Jude! Can you hear that voice?
Nakataas yung kamay.
No. Hindi. Ano?
Oh, naku, mahirap talaga yan pag nasa loob lahat. If anything, the roller coaster test, the actual one.
Bumubulwak eh. Bumubulwak talaga siya eh, at times. Diba?
Alright, I'll play. 2023, 2 years. 2 years. Yeah, 2.5, but a year of in two halves, a year of.
Oh, that's right.
Correct.
Coming back after being away, getting used to that, much anxiety, but the overarching theme, at least for me, for this is you can't worry too much about the stuff that, you know, that's out of your control. So it's just trying to decide, okay, traffic, you're going back to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, yeah. It's not going to go away.
Yeah.
So the best attitude to deal with it is just to, you know, manage it when it happens. I think the worst was late November. It wasn't even December, and I was sitting through what turned out to be an almost 3-hour car ride.
Ugh. Oh my gosh. So, going where?
Going to MOA, actually watching game one of the finals.
Damn.
And we were supposed to carpool. It didn't work out. So we ended up going in separate cars, and ayun. Sabi ko, okay, so ito na yun. Kasi yung the previous ones weren't this long. So it's just telling myself that, you know, you can worry about these things and let it affect you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, coming home to what? Or going to a party and expecting what? But then you can just try to be as open and welcoming to it. And you know what? It's not as bad as you sometimes lead yourself. You know, being stuck in traffic. Of course, I had to take pee breaks or hold it in, which is no fun.
Yeah.
But you deal with it. So no different from having to deal with a pandemic and now post, then there, you know, stuff will still be dealt with. It's just... Mm. Maybe the attitude will shift to a better frame of mind. You know, people will still be selfish enough to be a dick or on the road.
Mm.
They won't care. Your neighbors will be as loud as they want to be because they don't care.
Oh, ramdam ko yun, so, ramdam.
Ah, talaga. Ganun, it's just the everyday life. But, you know, or we're going to record on a Monday and I have to buy rice, I have to buy bananas, I have to buy... I want to play basketball, buti na lang umulan. So, get that stuff earlier. So, yeah. Ganun lang, ano lang. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin.
Yeah.
Hi. Steads.
I would like it to be Steads for a while.
Ako, yung gusto ko.
Yun, yeah.
Please
yun
naman.
Yes. Okay?
Yun, yeah. Please lang. Please naman. Diba, universe? Come on. Nakatakot kasi ako sagutin yung mga tanong ni Jelly na ganyan. Kasi remember how it happened last time?
Oo nga.
Diba? How are you? How are you, Del? Mga questions na ganun. I stay away from those. Yeah, but it's still forming. When I look at 2023, parang it's still ano siya, masyado siyang magulo. There's too many big things.
Right, right.
But, oh, siguro, you can look at it in a negative way, but I'm looking at it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I think I hadn't realized how self-assured I look to people, but that's not how it is within inside of me. I do what I think needs to be done. I do it with whatever effort I can muster.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think, no, she's got it together. No, actually, no, I don't. I'm winging it. This is me winging it. And just realizing that that's what I'm doing gives me a clear view of, okay, all right, so you're winging it. So you haven't got any plans. So jittery na si Del, what? You don't have a plan? But then you go, so what? You've never had a plan. The truth is, I'm not a planning person. Mm. I'm not. I'm the kind of person who jumps. People tell me, you're so brave. You're so brave. I'm not brave. I'm not. It's just that it feels like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to leave. Okay, it's time to jump.
Right.
You know? And that's all it is. It has nothing to do with confidence or knowing that it's going to be a success. Mm-hmm. But I'm like steady. Just steady within myself. However, you know, when I realized, okay, my confidence went so low. I went into the negative, so much so that I didn't realize that that's where I was because I seemed happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that was making me happy was my kids. Mm-hmm. They, yun talaga, that's what I realized. Oh, I've been living what seems to me an enchanted life because like I told you guys, the mundane had become magical. Mm-hmm. Like walking my kids to school. A lot of people don't like that task. I love it. Mm-hmm. I get to walk. I get to talk to my kids. I get to make sure that they're in school. I walk back alone by myself with it. You know, everything was good. So hindi nakalimutan ko na hindi pala siya ganun ka good. Miss. Yeah, and then all the other stuff happened. So yeah, and that's where I am. But I like it because clarity at least eases the confusion for me. Huh?
Mm. Yeah.
Pag di ko alam yung nangyayari, parang ang gulo-gulo. I'm like, how do I even know what to do here? Mm-hmm. But now that I do, oh, this is what's happening? Am I in a love story, a horror story, a crime drama, and then act accordingly?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yun, yun.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh. So, but, kasi parang ano siya, it's a desolate 2023 for me. Too many things got taken away.
Yeah.
So my view is, ngayon ko lang naiintindihan as we're talking, which is also the gift of the episode that I did with Jelim Kaming Dalawa. Kasi a lot of things that I was telling her, I didn't even know that's what I really wanted to say deep down. Like if I just give me a chance to just talk, then that's what will come out. But what was I going to say? Yeah, seemingly things were taken away. Like the year started with my dad passing and then the successive whatever it is that got lost, right? But then I'm thinking now, I think it's going to be a new life. It's going to be a new life. And the old me cannot come along.
Mm-hmm.
The me that was before does not fit in this new life I'm gunning for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so what are you gunning for, Del? I actually don't know. I can't give it words, but I know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to follow that feeling. That's all I got. I haven't got any labels. Is it a happy life? I don't know. I don't fucking know. Yeah. So alam mo yung sa Frozen? Sa Frozen 2 ba yun or 3? Dalawa pa lang ba ang Frozen
2? 2. Into the unknown?
Into the unknown, yeah. You remember those wisps? That little flicker of light that they were like, diba parang may yung ay hindi gale pala, the wind.
She was following. The wind was,
she was following it. I think for me that's what I need to do. Like, cause it seems kind of weird. Like, really, all the pillars of my life are gone. Why in 1 year? Uh-huh. Come on, uh-huh. Right? But then I realized, didn't you pray for this life? You had a vision of a life you wanted. Now, is time to entertain the idea that you're on your way there, but you cannot be there with the same shit. The shit has to go. This old shit has to go so that you can live this new life that you want. Because mm-hmm. it's really not the Dell I knew coming to you to the US. She's gone. That girl's gone. And so you got to rebuild who you are. So that's where I am. Kaya hindi ko alam. Ano ba yung 2023? I just know the bad effects of it.
Correct.
But somehow at least there's the feeling that it's not just be good. Bad. You're just in the middle of the story. That's why you can't tell. Mm-mm. So just have faith and jump when you need to jump. Sit down when you need to sit down. Sit still and be quiet if you need to be quiet. And you can't do all that if you're entertaining. Ah, ito magiging ganito. Ah, ito magiging ganyan. Like, you're always predicting.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Just let life unfold. Yeah, mm-hmm. Plan your life, the 3D. What to cook, why? I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying the big things of life. Because it seems to me, parang dun ako dinadala eh. Yung agos ng buhay ko, papunta dun eh. So, just jump when you need to jump, Del. You can do this.
You can do this.
You've been doing it.
You got this.
See that roller coaster? I rode it and I didn't even tell you the second roller coaster I rode.
Which one?
If you see it, if you Google it, look for, it's called Cannibal.
Yeah.
Lagoon.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's called Cannibal in Lagoon. Lagoon is the Utah, and it's a Utah theme park.
Okay.
So if you see it, it's so scary. But I, dude, hindi ako pinilit. Ako sabi ko, I'm gonna go.
Oh my
god!
I'm gonna
go this week. Yes, I did that, guys.
With you? It's
yeah,
like
I did
a,
that.
There's like a you. Oh my god, Delamar.
Okay, so when you ride the car, they call it a car. You. So they push you forward to an elevator as big as the car. You go, they hoist you up, oh. I don't know, 6 floors or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first thing that the roller coaster does is, so you're looking at the park, all of it, 360. And the railing goes like this. 90.
Crazy.
Now, if you know how scared I am of roller coasters, why did I take that fucking
one,
right?
Why did you take it? Why did you do it?
I had that burst of, you know what?
Courage?
I can do it. No.
Confidence?
Not courage. I had a suspicion na kaya ko siya.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And usually kasi, sure ako hindi ko kaya. So yung konting bulong na, baka kaya ko.
Tapos, baka kaya mo yan.
Mukha siyang crazy, ha? I'm looking at like...
Monica, and look, there's no shoulder harness. So when you're twisting and doing all of the...
Stop it!
Wait, so what's holding you in? Just a seatbelt?
No seatbelt, dude. So you're...
So what is it?
It's like a leg thing.
You're strapped on your legs. And then there's like the bar to hold you. What do you mean you're not even strapped?
You just pull it down. And then your waist is free.
Jesus Christ.
So it's just on your thighs.
Wala pa nga sa thigh eh.
Sabihin ko sana the thunder thighs will keep us stable daw. But wala din noon. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I took that one. And you know, and that's the scariest ride in Lagoon. And I did it. And I said, I'm going to do it. And I did it. And I asked the girl who was like a teenager, 13-year-old. I go, have you been on this ride before? She goes, oh yeah, many times. I go, you're so brave. Then she was looking at me like, this weird Asian lady.
Oh my God.
I did that.
That's crazy. So and you did not scream by, you didn't scream?
No, I didn't scream.
My wish for you is next year. You ride on a roller coaster.
It all out.
You let it all out, Del, because that's crazy.
Kasi pag nag-scream siya and let it all out, Monica,
No.
May kasamang luha yun eh.
By that time, when she screams, wala nang luhang kasama yan.
Well,
it's just out of sheer joy, adrenaline, talagang excitement.
You need to Google this roller coaster because it looks like you're gonna die.
Yes, just please Google it. You need a shirt. I survived.
You know, I've never been scared of roller coasters or all of these rides, but then I don't know, for some reason, my Instagram algorithm has been showing me the stuff that goes wrong in theme parks. Now I'm a little bit scared because
did you see the just recently in Japan? They were stuck on like upside
Universal.
Down in Universal.
Holy crap.
That was fun, right?
I didn't see that one.
That was fun.
Try to live in the moment in
it's okay.
An upside down roller coaster and see if you don't want to do it again.
But remember, so that's Universal, but they got all 130 passengers down.
Mm-hmm.
But remember there was one where they were trapped
for a very long time.
Yeah, for a very long time. And then I saw siguro parang four posts on Instagram where US roller coasters had problems.
Oh my God.
Hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ako rin, no. No at this age because sumasakit yung leg ko at saka...
Sumasakit na ba?
Oh, ayoko na. It's not worth it. That's not even the...
But I do get that feeling all of a sudden, like intuitively, you know, I'm good. I can do this. Like, I can do this.
Yeah, I have bursts of that. I remember, like, even driving. I used to be scared of driving. And then I thought, well, because I know I had to learn how to drive because nobody was going to take me to the station because I was signed on all the time. So my dad said, instead of waking me up or your brother to bring you to work, why don't you just learn how to drive? And I was very apprehensive and I was like, what, me? La, la, la. And then I realized, please don't get angry, okay? Because it was just a thought that entered my mind that helped me, like, gain confidence. I said, I looked at the drivers all around me. And I was like, these people are idiots. I mean, some of them are real idiots.
Yes.
Really. Absolutely. Really. Yep. So I'm thinking, if he has the confidence to be driving people and making money out of driving people, and he doesn't know how to work the car, I bet I can get myself to pass that test.
Right.
So I thought that. Yeah. And that was the that was the clincher. After that, I was fine.
Yeah.
So, nangyari rin dito yan. Kasi nag-exam ako. I go, I see them drive and they're really like, they don't really think. Okay. One of the things that I see all the time here is, you know, when you're turning, you have to preserve your lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You must stay within your lane. Mm-hmm. So kahit dalawang lane lang, one lane each direction. So if I'm turning left or right, I have to not encroach on the lane next to me. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that's a problem. Or if you're turning into a road and you encroach on the opposite side, pag hindi mo siya nakita, magbabanggaan kayo. People do this all the friggin' time here. All the time. I'm like, don't you guys know how to do this? Like, really, you could get hurt. You could hit someone, and they drive fast here, Dina.
They do.
They do. This, like, the neighborhoods in Utah is only 25 miles per hour in the residential areas. That's a rule. You get to a bigger road, then it's 30, 40, 45. That's it. And then the freeway is 70, 80, right? Mm-hmm. And they take it so fast. I'm like, oh my gosh. So yon, sabi ko, I'm not an idiot. I can drive.
Yes.
I can drive. I can learn how to do this. So yon, may mga bursts of ano ako. So I'm trying to get confident. Siguro my mind's just catching up. Watch out when I'm confident.
Whoa!
Watch out in the truest sense of the word.
Definitely. You're going to achieve so much. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
So you know what helps me when things aren't going as great as I would have wanted or as great as I would have anticipated? Mm-hmm. I just keep thinking to myself, I'm in preparation. You know, maybe there's something that I need to learn. Maybe there's a lesson that I haven't mastered yet. For me, this year it was, or I think end of last year, going into this year, it was really self-love and really appreciating myself a whole lot more and seeing me for who I am and then liking what I see. It was really that. So I feel like 2023 was preparation, like, Jel, if there is a time that you need to really be better at this self-appreciation thing, it has to be now. Better now than later. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like that's the phase I'm in. And now I'm also thinking, before you can be showered with abundance and for you to effortlessly and easily accept the abundance, learn how to hold on to it. Learn how to make it grow, you know, para hindi naman sayang yung pumapasok. So I'm just thinking, okay, this is my preparation phase. You know, I'm learning how to eat better. I've noticed that the chips I used to enjoy, I find them too salty now. I've already noticed how my monthly cycle is, and I'm good. Like, not, it's effortless being good for like 28 days in a month. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But there'll always be just 2 days a week prior to my period that I really crave sweets and cakes. And I won't like, speaking of which, Del, for when you come, I need to know what you're allergic to, what you're open to, because there's this stall at SM Aura that I discovered that sells crispy
bagnet, crispy dilis, chicharon that is so good, bottom laing, na spicy. As in, the minute, ikaw lang naiisip ko nun, Del. So, like, I wanna know kung ano yung mga gusto ni Del dito because they're only there until the end of the month. Because I'm gonna get it for you for when
Can
you come.
Can you get me laing? I want laing.
Oh my God, Mon, I will. I will send that to you right away. Spicy. It's spicy laing.
I like.
It's okay.
With, like,
oh,
hot rice.
God, so good. It's so good. And then, I don't know if you're the kind na inuulam ang chicharon, but they also have crispy bagnet.
The answer is yes.
Oh, all of it. It was so good.
You wipe out mo na yung stall jelly.
And then, they have crispy pusit. And they gave us like samples. It was so good. And I was thinking, Del, I don't know if you'll be allowed in with those, but maybe I can send it through Tyler. But what? The benefit of that, it's already cooked. So your house is not gonna stink. And it's so
sige,
good.
Jelly.
I just had jelly. To share.
Just puss it, okay? Puss it. Puss mo yan, puss.
Puss it and puss it. Bakit napunta yung conversation doon?
Hindi kasi yun. Talaga.
So I just have 2 days in a month wherein I just want to eat those, you know? And I'll pig out for like a whole day or 2 days. And then after that, okay na naman ako.
But you know, Jels,
so at least
year,
now I know that.
This year was very like you were a lot, you had a lot of like health problems, right?
Yeah. This is the year got sick pretty often.
Yeah.
But I think this is also the year that love was found again.
Yeah.
Or reestablished on your own terms.
Yeah.
Yan ang mga gusto kong mga phrase. On my own terms. A woman on her own terms.
Pinangakuan mo ang mga nakikinig sa atin na mag-update ka.
Oo nga. Meron ba akong ginawang pangakong ganun?
Oh, babalikan ko yan. Ipo-post ko yan. Sige. Challenge accepted. Ganun, ha?
Grabe si Jude. Na? Sa
comment below
live
kung gusto nyong makita.
Tawag dyan, engagement. For more engagement.
engagement. I think it's like you, for me, you're this roller coaster, right? Let's go back to that. It's the lows are the hard work. You just have to put it in because there are no shortcuts in life. Unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, all the people out there who think, you know, everything's so easy and it's luck's on my side or whatever. You really have to put in the hard work. You really got to go through the shitter or something, whatever it is, right? To come out to the other side. And you just have to keep at it. Just like what Del was saying. That's like, she just kept at it, you know? And then your payoff, whenever that will be, because we don't know how long you have to put in the hard work. But actually,
nobody
it's continuous.
Tells you.
It's continuous naman, right? It's just the level or the degree of hard work that you got to put in. And then the payoff is going to be great, right? And so I hope that this coming into this new year, I wish for more growth and evolution because we're always changing and always learning. You know, I think before, you know, I wanted to be humble. You got to let go of the ego. I also want to learn to be more patient, but patient not just in dealing with people and stuff, but like but things like I always want to try to fix something right away.
Yeah.
Right? But I had developed this strategy or this life coping mechanism na parang if I'm faced with this challenge or this obstacle in business and in life, like I want to fix it right away. Let's get down to it. But I realize now that sometimes it takes a while to get fixed and you don't need the solutions right away. Like you don't need the steps. You don't have to take action right away. You know?
I think sometimes one of the ingredients is time.
Mm-hmm.
It just, time is the ingredient that need, alam mo yung, sa adobo, for example, and even cookie batter, if you let it stay in the fridge to chill it for I don't know how many ang adobo matagal kasi may suka, di ba? Pero mas masarap siya as you keep it there because the flavors tend to marry better.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Same thing with cookie batter. That's why they freeze, they put it in the chiller. And so sometimes kasi in business or in life, the faster you solve something, the faster you get to the next thing.
Yes. That was my whole mantra in my head this whole year.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem is that sometimes we take the whole caboodle as if it could be solved in the exact same manner.
Yeah.
But not all problems are the same. Some take time.
Yeah.
And that's the shitty part that you got to tell young people. There are things in life na hindi mo siya makukuha talaga at the time na gusto mo. Minsan, nagtanong ka lang eh, gusto mo ng sagot, you can't find it. Kahit na kumatok ka sa langit, hindi yan ibibigay sa'yo until it's time. So entertain that maybe if you're not getting what you want, then maybe it's just time. Just, you know, simmer.
I think the wisdom there is like, you can't, like I was always telling myself, sige, I want to fix it, but I'm ready for the next problem. But you know what? Life's not like that. Life is like problem, 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 problem. Yep. And then that's why time is important because obviously you have to pace it out. I mean, not when I say you have to pace it out, no, the world or the situation will pace itself out. You can't control that, right? Because I was all like, come on, let me fix it, but I can move on with my life. And I'm only realizing this now. Thank you very much for this nice conversation. Because I was saying that, I want to have this fixed para tapos na, para I can get on with my December. Diba?
Yeah.
Tapusin na natin to. But I realized, and thankfully I have partners and people to tell me or to put the brakes. Or I even put the brakes on myself. I said, I can't deal with it na. Sandali lang, right? So time elapsed. And here I am now. You know, and realizing that it can, whatever I thought that had to be fixed right now, doesn't have to be. It can be fixed, you know, at a later date. And there's not going to be a bad repercussion. Or if there will be, I will face it then, right? But it's not like I have to fix it so I can move on. I have to move on while fixing it.
Mm.
Yawn. Hi. Nice.
Kasi diba parang ang dali kasi isipin na, okay, grade one, you finish, then you go to grade two. Life's not like that. It's multiple lanes of things happening and it's coming right at you. And, you know, you got to jump when you need to jump. You got to sit down when you need to sit down. It's like an obstacle course. But the wisdom of knowing what to do in the right time, that's the key. And it will stop you from... Parang, I know, a friend of mine was just saying, I just need to get this done. I need to drive my kids. I need to. Sabi ko, but then if you look at your life like a list of errands, you're not going to have fun.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to get rid of them, right?
Yes, yes, yes. You're trying to tick it off the list, you know?
Yeah.
Complete. Draw the line through it. Done.
That's task also done. Why you have anxiety.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, what's next? What's next?
Diba? Tama. What's next?
Yeah.
You're bracing yourself. The apple's gonna throw. So now what's next? So yes.
And then you wonder. Yeah. And then you wonder at age 60, you're thinking, I'm so tired. Yeah, because you spent 6 decades of your life just trying to tick things off the list. So you weren't really living it. You were just trying to get it because you think the happiness or the rest is still approaching. No, any kind of moment you have, the only moment we have is now. There's no past, not really. Where is it? Where's the past? Can you tell me where it is? Is there a future? The only thing that's happening, every now is the only thing you have. So if right now you need to drive your kids... How can you make that now happy? Ngayon ko lang naiintindihan na. That's why the mundane had become happy for me.
Correct.
Yeah. Because everything that I did with my children, the preparing, the giving them a bath, teaching them, all of these things, I didn't resent. I actually loved it. I wanted this moment. And so I don't hit the bed tired because, of all the lists that I had to take off. I enjoy it. Siguro kaya rin hindi ko na intindihan kung gaano kahirap kasi enjoy na enjoy siya.
Ni-enjoy mo.
Yes. Na-enjoy yes. ko siya. So maybe the balance is to somewhere in the middle. Appreciate the moment for what it is. Whatever the moment is happening. Kasi the tough times will come, for sure. We all know that. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, tsaka yung like the sucker punch of life. Yung talagang masakit siya, ha? you can't get out of it. Mm-hmm. So that will come. And then there's a lot of boring stuff. And then there's the happy stuff. If you're only going to look for the happy stuff, you're going to lose at life. Because immediately, 50-50, sabihin mo ng best bet, you'll live happily 50% of the time, you'll live miserably 50% of the time. If you look for happiness, then 50% of your life, you're not going to be happy. So they say, don't look for happiness, look for meaning. Because meaning offers you something to attach your misery and your good. So meaning is the better goal in life and not happiness, not even peace, just meaning. Because meaning can be anything that's happening to you right now can have meaning. Boredom, misery, happiness. Then you're not really losing any of your life. You're living it all.
Yeah.
And that's the hope, I think. Sana, we live it all. Diba? Maybe. Nakiisip si Ma'am Jelly kasi nakaganon eh.
Hindi, naaliwalan talaga ako. It always happens with our recordings that things that we never realized while living our lives, when we have the conversations, biglang it's an aha moment because we were having the conversation with one another. Wala lang, aliw.
Ako, I really know that's why I'm on a show. I recently understood that about me. I didn't know it when I was doing it when I was younger. The reason why I love the show, doing a show, is that you don't know what's going to happen in this hour. You don't know what's going to happen in your board work.
Yeah,
but you're hoping something does. And that somehow you connect in that little thing. You connect and then you build a whole show around it. And I realize that's the creative in us. We want to create out of nothing. No guarantee that this conversation is going to be what you want it to be. But you leave it all to chance. And all we need to do, the four of us, is to grab something, an idea that somebody else said, and build on it and build on it. And then the truth comes out because you're trying to build this thing that we don't have the blueprint, right? In every episode, there's no matter how we try, na may blueprint.
No matter how Jude tries.
We always try.
And wishes for us too.
Pre-prod, but always try.
Always try. And sometimes like pre-prod, hindi naman yun ang natuloy. Iba pa rin ang natutuloy. But somehow,
I see Jojo shaking his head.
Yeah, he's shaking his head. But I mean, you can't argue that you still came up with something. And some days we come up with something really amazing. Some days we come up with, okay, it's okay, you know. But that's fine. That's what we got for the day. Yes. And that's why recording an episode for you guys, we just never know where it's going to go. Sometimes ang bastos. sometimes kano mo hakulitan lang. But you know, as for me, I think this is why I do what we do, and why I was in the industry I was in. I love that element of creation, and you almost have very little ingredients.
Yes,
but you just enter the arena thinking that meron yan, meron yan.
It's true. And it's like you're guiding them as of sorts, you know. And I think for you, Del, I mean, especially for I think what you want to do in this next chapter, I realized in a very, very small, like little realization, I had hosted my cousin's wedding recently.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I've stopped hosting because, like, you know, it's just like a lot. It's a lot sometimes. And Jelly, I know it takes a lot out of you. It's a lot because you're sharing, right? You're sharing yourself, your presence, and you are connecting, like you said, Del, but you're also guiding them, because I realize that you stitch, as a host or as a presenter, you stitch everything together.
Yep.
And you make mm-hmm. them see what they should be seeing and feel yep. what they should be feeling. Mm-hmm. And yep. your words have that power to mm. to combine all of that, right? And give them mm. an experience like yep. no other. You yep. know, and I realized that as this wedding that you stitch these words and you're saying you're the two families are combining, and I see it in their eyes. And they're like, yes, you know, yeah. this is a celebration of these two people and these two families getting together. And that's what we do. Yeah. And I think that's such a special gift. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, host natin, oh, tahimik. Sabi niya kasi, she does this like what, 4 times a week? create magic.
Yeah. It's a gift.
Yes,
it's
Tita like, Jelly.
Yes. Hostess with the mostest.
Uh-oh. Oh, last one I'm grateful for. Mm. Jelly, this healing thing that you're doing on the side. You gotta do it. I think mm. that's the next for you. Because mm. your heart is in it. Your heart is in it. Kasi ang hosting, may parang healing din siya, pero very minimal, right? Parang you're just trying to make it happy in the moment that you're hosting the show. So the seed is already there. But this next thing that, because I know I had a healing session with Jelly, Fran did too. And you're all heart. There is no reservation with you. I can feel it. Like I that's what I feel. And I'm like, tama ba tong ginagawa namin? Should I be telling her these things? But somehow, you know, I come away understanding what I'm feeling a lot better. Really a lot better. And there were things that you told me over and over, like, what is she talking about? But weeks later, I'm like, oh, nga, yeah, that's right. So I'm liking that I saw that side of you. Because for the most part, it's mostly for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And for yeah. the clients who sign mm-hmm. up with you. But yeah. I think that your mother, your Cancer energy, you're mm-hmm. a Cancer. You are the mother of the zodiac. You nurture people. You heal them. So I think that's the next one.
I agree.
Thank you, Della Mama. Mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you. And yeah, that's why I also feel like this is preparation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Preparation and, H. Know. Healing. Preparation healing.
Is that for hemorrhoids?
Yeah, it's for hemorrhoids.
Sorry.
Preparation healing for age.
Ayon.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so
thank you, Della Mama.
We wish you, all our listeners, the best.
A Merry Christmas.
A Merry, Merry Christmas. Kasi 1 hour na. Si Jude, I see his eyes.
Can you see my
yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Enjoy the holidays. Breathe
Maligayang
through it.
Pasko. Yes.
I'm pretty sure there will
be
some
birthday,
stressful
Monica.
Times. Happy birthday to
Happy birthday, birthday Monica.
Happy birthday, Monica. Thank you. Back in a man. Yeah. Also David, right? David.
And also David.
And Gino.
And Gino.
Gino. As well.
And Gino. 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 Birthday yesterday.
Gino belated. Yesterday. Luigi. 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 Christy.
Christy.
Christy. Baby Christy. Birthday. Birthday gang. At least the ones that are cool to us. I mean. No.
Wait a minute. Kasi.
Hindi, yung natatandaan ko lang.
Kasi pag naglagay siya ng close to us, meron siyang category na not close to
not
us. Read between the lines.
Natatandaan ko lang. Huwag bigyan ng ibang dahilan. Bahala kayo dyan.
Okay. This Christmas,
guys, if you have friends or people that you know of who are likely to be spending Christmas alone, adopt them, please. Invite them. Mm-hmm. Make them really feel like, you know, they're welcome and you want their company, because I know what that's like, spending Christmas alone, and it's no fun. Pero may mga ibang tao na medyo kailangan mong pilitin. Isa na ako doon sa mga ganun, yung mga nag-iinerte.
O paano yun?
Dahil
pagka,
hindi sanay.
Pag kailangan pilitin.
Hindi lang kasi sanay. Pilitin nyo pa rin. You know, just really have them come out, because they will appreciate it. They may not appreciate it at that time, like while they're with you, baka busit pa dahil nga pinilit. Pero years down the line, they will appreciate that you wanted their company and you wanted them to not be alone this season.
Mm-hmm. E paano yung mga nagpipilit na ano?
Malalaman nyo naman kung sino lang yung nag-iinarte.
Hindi,
yung pilitin mo yung
mga other way around, ba, yung pinipilit yung sarili
nila. Yun.
Total Christmas naman,
naman
eh, di ba?
Pasko na naman. Tanggapin nyo na.
Oo nga. Sige, sige. Salamat doon sa insight na yun, Master Healer. Kailangan ko niyan. Some people cannot help themselves. So, despite your best intentions, something that maybe 2023 has wrought upon my consciousness coming back home. Also, ika nga ng internet, comparison is the what? Thief of joy.
Thief of joy, yeah.
So, yun na nga. Iba dito, iba sa ibang lugar. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy where you are. And magtatapos na ba? Wala nung pahabol?
Wala na.
Gusto niyo 2 hours.
Kasi ano? Okay lang. Since it's our wala na, final. Na
parang Christmas party. Wala pang ano, alcohol. Ano pa lang. Papunta pa lang tayo.
Ako,
ano.
May alcohol ako.
Hindi niya ba napansin? Tignan mo. Ang pula ko
wine.
Na.
We can have a pre-birthday celebration. Let's do it.
Yeah. A little jig on Delamar's end. Okay.
Listen, the drink's kicking in, Jude.
Okay. A little gin doesn't hurt any woman, okay?
Uh-huh, I agree.
A little gin here and there, you know?
Bit of gin, vermouth, and Campari, and you'll have yourself a Negroni and
shut
sip
up.
It, shaken, stirred, wait, whatever.
It's bitter, like you sometimes.
Oo, kaya favorite ko. Ganun. Nangiya ka, may pahabol sa talaga.
Oy, birthday ano yan? Birthday gift.
Pagbigyan mo na birthday daw niya.
Sige.
Ay.
Sige.
You deserve that. Every bit of it.
Thank you.
Huwag na natin dagdagan.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy New Year.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Maligayang Pasko sa inyong lahat.
And thanks for making it all the way to the end of the year.
Pati
with Eve's gang.
Please.
We'll see you soon. Before you know it, all of us in one place at a specific time for Delamar, for Monique Francesca, Jelly Victor. This is Jude Rocha. Enjoy the festivities for the holiday season.
I like.
To you and yours. From ours and ours alone. Merry Christmas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.